Hi, I'm Alex Smith, host of The Asterisk, a serialized podcast from Pre-Gamescape, highlighting the game-changing events that unfolded throughout the 2019-2020 NHL season. In each episode, we'll outline occurrences that will change the sport for years to come. Joining us for episode 8 of The Asterisk is Barry Smith, director of player evaluation for the Chicago Blackhawks. Smith is in his 9th season with the Hawks, previously serving as an assistant coach, director of player development, a European development advisor, and a pro scout. Prior to joining the Blackhawks, Smith was the head coach of SKA St. Petersburg and an assistant coach in Arizona under Wayne Gretzky. Oh, and he won 3 Stanley Cups in Detroit, where he was the assistant coach from 1994 to 2005. Long story short, Barry knows a thing or two about the sport. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
NHL players start every game day with a pregame skate. Now you can too by subscribing to Pregame Skate, an email newsletter detailing what's happening in the hockey world and why it matters, all in 5 minutes or less. And that's not all you get with this 5-minute major upgrade to your inbox. Subscribers to Pregame Skate gain access to its monthly live conference calls with NHL players, coaches, scouts, and journalists as the NHL season kicks into full gear. There's no better time to join the Pregame Skate roster. To subscribe, visit www.pregameskate.com.
Barry's position with the Blackhawks gives him a unique perspective. He must maintain a focus on the present while also looking ahead to the future. This brings us to the NHL draft, which probably didn't go the way Commissioner Gary Bettman intended. Here's some quick background. The 7 teams that did not make the playoffs were entered into a lottery for the first overall pick. But here's the kicker. The NHL added an 8th placeholder spot. Their creative way to give the 8 teams eliminated from the qualifying round a chance at one of the top 3 picks. And guess who won?
The number 1 overall selection in the 2020 NHL draft belongs to a team yet to be determined coming from the qualifying round in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Here's Smith on the NHL's handling of the first overall pick.
It was sort of anticlimactic to have the first draft they had and your number 1 pick couldn't be chosen because it was a team that was in the playoffs.
Each of the 8 teams eliminated from the qualifying round had a 12.5% chance of securing the top pick. The stage was set on August 3rd, the day before the official start of the NHL playoffs.
It is now time to see who the winning team is.
The first selection in the 2020 NHL draft belongs to the New York Rangers.
At least Edmonton didn't get another number 1 pick, right? With such high odds at snagging the first pick, fans of the Blackhawks, Canadiens, Rangers, and other teams who would not have qualified for the 16-team playoffs were begging their teams to lose. But you can't put a price on playoff experience. Here's Smith.
The teams in the playoffs, we're almost asking ourselves, do we want to lose and have that 12.5% chance of getting the number 1 overall, or do you want to win the first series? Those are some questions you're asking yourself. For Chicago, we thought it was very important for us to win the first series and get some traction going again. You can win cups, but you got to stay relevant. You got to stay in the winning circle. So it was good for us to win the first round and bypass the first overall pick at 12.5% chance.
In addition to players who will be drafted later this fall, there's also a backlog of prospects attempting to improve their skills despite an 8 or 9 month break from game action. This is causing teams to rethink how they evaluate and train these young athletes. Here's Smith on virtually developing players during the pandemic.
You're going to try to pick up the pieces to prepare your team or your American League team or your players to get ready for the season. And you have to use Zoom calls and you have to use screen sharing for video clips. And you have to figure out ways to approach the players to keep their mindset, especially the off-ice conditioning, to try to improve, because we have a period of time which we've never had before. So now all of a sudden we have 2 more months that I can get you up to speed and maybe get you into elite shape, whereas before we just got you into good shape. So there's a fine point there of what you can do off ice. We can add the mental training as well and try to work with your visualization and try to work with your understanding of the game mentally by having different clips about read and react and situational awareness. And then thirdly, when you do go on the ice, we can give you some programs to try to follow that's going to help you not just go out and play shinny. One thing to go out and play pickup, it's another thing to actually do skill sets. So when you do go on the ice, because ice is available now in almost every state or every province, what are you going to do when you go on the ice to prepare yourself? So when we do start up in November, you're in the best shape you've ever been.
As Barry alludes to, professional hockey players have a rare chance to prepare for the upcoming season in 2021. But beyond that, how will the 2020 season's pause impact the NHL moving forward? For starters, it could mean the end of hockey in October. Here's Smith.
Well, I think what's going to happen too is we're never going to have an October season anymore. I think it's going to start in November. I think what's happened is they know that October is not a very good month, especially in U.S. because of football taking all the airtime and all the interest. So November probably our starting time, and then go maybe a little bit later, take away the week's break that we had and take away the All-Star, and you get more games in a shorter period of time.
Could it also mean less games each season? Barry said that might be a good thing, especially for prospects.
In North America, our biggest problem is the number of games we play. We play too many games. Okay, everybody wants to play games because it's easy. You don't have to coach. You're just watching an end result. But the number of games played doesn't always equate to development. And case in point is the American League. I've been fighting the American League for a while because they should be playing 55 games, maybe 60 max, not 78. What's the difference? When I watch a team play 3 and 3 nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday's game is just who has the endurance to get through a slow game, because nobody's into it. So what do you get out of that kind of game? The number of games versus practice ratio is very meaningful. And I think even the Canadian leagues, Quebec, Ontario, and the Western Hockey League, they should take a look at the number of games they play, because they're not helping their athletes by not having quality practice.
Throughout this podcast series, we discussed how the circumstances surrounding the 2019-2020 season will impact how we view the Stanley Cup champion. Asterisk or not, one thing is certain. The Tampa Bay Lightning will be remembered as one of the most resilient teams in NHL history, and one that experienced victory while literally stuck in a bubble. Never before has teamwork and camaraderie been more important in the NHL. Here's Smith's final thoughts on the 2020 playoffs.
I do know you talk about camaraderie. There's a lot of camaraderie going on in those hotels and so forth. You take a look, they have ping pong tables set up on floors. They have all kinds of games going on. They're playing cards. Never before have you had everybody together as you have today versus other groups used to go out. The Euros would go out with each other. The other guys from this group would go out. So you'd have groups all over the place. Now it's all one in the hotel. I think there's some bonding going on that they haven't had before.
The NHL dropped the puck on another season in January, one that will also be marked by the coronavirus. The road ahead is murky for the NHL and Commissioner Gary Bettman, as evidenced by the challenges faced in the weeks leading up to the league's January 13th start date. It's hard to imagine how the next generation will view the 2020 Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning, or how we will tell our grandchildren about the pandemic-prompted bubble the players had to endure. After listening to our 8 experts weigh in on the season, we'll let you be the judge. Will the Tampa Bay Lightning go down in hockey history with an asterisk next to its name? Thanks for tuning in for this season of The Asterisk. This podcast was produced by Walk On Holdings, a digital media holding company, along with Pregame Skate. Alex Smith is our host and associate producer. Parker Milner and Brooks Dyroff are the executive producers. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and review if you'd like to hear more serialized hockey podcasts in the future. Lastly, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at www.pregameskate.com. That's all for now. We'll see you next time.